Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord my God. He is awesome. And he's coming back soon. His return is so soon and so suddenly. And this is a day that the enemy has tried everything he could to keep man down, keep man from knowing God. We all have faith who believed on Jesus Christ. We got that faith from receiving the word that we heard. When we received the truth about the Lord, it developed faith in us. And every part of our being that receives the word of God, that's where our faith comes from. Every part of our being that needs assistance, such as healing and blessing, emotional strength, that comes from faith in God's word. And that's the part of God's word, the part of God's word that we receive in our heart. And the more we receive his word, the more stable we become, the more like Christ we become, the more like the Lord we become. We enjoy his word, his ways, and his concepts, and they work, and they work good. And I thank the Lord for it. Now, the enemy, he can't stop the light, but if he can get the light to stop shining, if he can get people to change their focus, he can get them to back off the word. That's where they'll get weak, and people that once were strong and growing, now they, you know, in the eyes of the beholders, in the eyes of their audience, if he can get people who were once strong in the Lord to fall back, he can cause people to falter. And in order to do this, he uses disguises. You know, because Apostle Paul told Timothy that, many would give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Many would give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. People once who believed the truth, they now believe lies because seducing spirits came and allured them off track by their lust and their fears and their desires that were not of God. Everything that's not of God's word, leave it alone. The enemy uses many disguises to get people to go back to the world system. And he'll do anything to get people off track. People are looking at the fun that they're having, but the devil is looking at the souls he's destroying. Now, it's not even logical in my mind to desire to see somebody fall off in the fire. But Satan has a purpose for doing that. He's a parasite. That's what he wants to do against you. He hates God. And he can't hurt God, so he try to hurt his children. Now, people born on this earth, he understands that God has great love for us all. And he wants to destroy us. Every person on earth, hear me good, every person means a lot to God. And I believe that Jesus died for us individually and collectively. He paid the cost. He paid our sin debt. And we need to believe on him. And we need to honor him out of love, not out of fear. Now, I talk about hell a lot in everywhere I minister. But I believe and I know God. I know him. I don't just serve God to miss hell. That's not what drives me. I love God. I've been introduced to the love of God, and I love the love of God. I love him. And I want to serve him with all that I have. And that's just the way it is. I'm not trying to get rich off of the gospel. I preach it because I believe it. And I love God. And I love his people. I want to serve God, not for rewards and not so I miss hell. I know that God is life, and I know he's given us life. My life is made better because of him. And when you trust God and believe his word, and you'll have faith in his word, and that faith works in your life. And it can change the situation, circumstances, and facts on the ground where you are in real time. Now, you have to believe God's word, and it's a way of life. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not just a get-out-of-jail-free card. But this is life that I preach. This kind of love amazed me when I was a kid. But I didn't get saved. And people talked about other gods and other things and other belief systems. You know, you meet people all, you know, throughout your life, and they got their own persuasion. Some people don't believe in God. They call themselves agnostics. No, that didn't make sense to me. None of it. Everything that tried to go around Jesus Christ was just a lie, a dead work. And all the man-made religions are just dead works. Not just in my opinion, but in truth. They are dead works. They say you go to heaven by doing these things, these bylaws, these rules, eating this way, not eating that way, dressing this way. Foolishness. All of it. If you're not going to heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for you, you're just not going. But that kind of love, the love he has, which he shed his own blood for me. I believe that. And my life is changed because of it. Not was changed, is changed. My life is getting better and better over time, and I love God. And I know that God will reward me greatly in heaven. That's a fact. That's true. The laws of sowing and reaping demands it. But I love God. It's not about the money. It's not about the wonderful blessings I'm going to get. I'll enjoy them when I get them. But I love God. And I want you to get the same thing. Those who help the people of God do God's work, they're going to get the same reward. And the people that you bless, the people that you win to the Lord, but by living the life, you're going to be rewarded for it. Even your children. And then you're going to rejoice because people are there. And we get to share the kingdom of God in love forever. We're going to grow. There'll be no more sin, no more negativity. I want to be there. But I need to be here so that more people can come. I want to do, this is my chance to do my part. And I want to do all that I can do. I love God. But the enemy uses disguises, false religions, false persuasions. And they, you know, fear tactics. He'll put on any face. He'll put a face on just like a man put a mask on to persuade men down, away from God, away from life. And he starts with the weakest people. They're the most vulnerable. But see, everybody has persuasion. Everybody, just like every planet has its own gravity. Every person has their own persuasion. And I don't underestimate the persuasions of people, even the weak ones. Now, in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10, the people came to Isaiah the prophet, and they said, "Don't prophesy right things. Prophesy smooth things. Prophesy deceits." Because they didn't want to know God anymore. They wanted to do the worldly way. And they were in a state of rebellion. And the enemy used the disguise to get them in that evil condition. They were rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. And they say to the seers, "See not, to the prophets, prophesy not unto us smooth right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Now, what good will that do? If you're asking a person to lie to you, put their soul in jeopardy to lie to you. Then they say, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and say thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. They're going to have terrible disaster. And it's time now to do away with the disguises of Satan. He'll come to you in any form he can to get you off track. He hates you, to destroy you. He wants your destruction. And I'm just snatching his mask off. If you spend time in the presence of God, you're going to start seeing things as they truly are. If you pay attention and start trusting the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you're going to see things the way they truly are. The Word of God gives you a real-time view of this world system and the people of God who love Him. You'll see things as they truly are. But once you do, receive the information that God has given, so you'll have faith for that part of your life. All the people you receive in your life, you ought to let the Lord teach you about the people in your life. Just listen to Him. Now, if anybody is a danger to you, or they're persuading you wrong, any ministry that you love to listen to, if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, the Lord will show you things that you need to know concerning that ministry or concerning that person. It's the truth. Not so that you can always leave, but you need to know the truth about people, whether they have your best interest at heart and whether they're right about certain things and whether they're wrong about certain things. Sometimes the Lord will show you that people, sometimes that the same person that can bless you in one way can be they can be deceived in another way. And you'll know how to navigate through them, you know, in life. You'll know where they're right. You'll know where they're wrong. You'll know when to trust them, when not to. And how to help them if you can. Sometimes the Lord will prompt you to say something to be a blessing and an asset to the ministry. Or do something to help people go forward. See, the disguises of Satan, they don't just stay put. He uses them against everybody. He tries to keep everybody down. He's trying to deceive people. Sometimes he breaks through their defenses. And the Lord can show you that and how to help them if you can help them. And how to pray for them, which you always can do. Sometimes if the right things are said and done, people can change their course. And this is important to know. I trust people for various things. Everybody don't get a blank check from me. But some people, God has shown me, this person loves me. They're doing my work. If there's anything that shouldn't be, the Lord can show me. And how to help them, and what to say or what to do. Because the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And everybody don't know everything, and that's fine. That's not a problem. But the Lord will show you the truth. Now, the disguises are out there. Some people did give heed to seducing spirits. Now, they're different from the doctrines of devils. Seducing spirits get you, they'll lure you away into the trap. And the doctrines of the devils, they are the trap. See, the strategy has been for so long, if he can get a persuasion going, then the people will ignore parts of God's word because of that persuasion. If you receive the wrong information, the wrong information works against the true information. So the doctrines of devils, they are worse. But it has to be started by the seducing spirits. You know, that's put first in the Word of God. That's what gets it started. That's the subtle lies. And then the doctrines of devils, they're the big lies. That makes no sense and has no... It takes a while to get people in that mode of thinking. See, it's a hardening of the heart against light. Anytime you're persuading people to not believe something that's already written in God's Word, that's an obvious need. And now you're saying that God doesn't heal the sick anymore. That's the doctrine of devils. Or the gifts of the Spirit went out with the apostles. You know, denominational churches believe things like this. They were groomed and they didn't check out the source. It makes no sense. When you study the Word of God for yourself, you begin to see what Jesus did, what Jesus said, and you can always go by it. You can always live by the living words of Jesus Christ. They work. The words of Jesus are anointed. The words of anointed people are anointed. The Word of God is anointed. And so you don't need a man to teach you that's going to teach you aside from the anointing. If it goes against what anointed Jesus and the anointed Holy Spirit and the anointed men of God have already said and saying, if it goes against that, it's not anointed. And you don't need that kind of speech. That's why John said, you don't need a man to teach you. The anointing will teach you. Now, the anointing is not just limited to what Jesus said and what the Word says. It's also what he's saying currently through anointed men and women of God. You need the information that they have to give. Apostles die out. New apostles come on the scene. Pastors die out. New pastors come on the scene and take their place. Same thing with evangelists and teachers. We die out and then we're replaced. You know, everything the Lord has to say is important. The love of God is greater than everything. And people don't have to, if they get involved in the love of God, they will fulfill the law, defeat deception. Things will be exposed to them in real time. They can learn. And they will grow. All the children that die prematurely, all of them, are raised by angels. And they love God. They learn love and they choose love and they won't go backwards. Even though they were conceived in sin. If people could receive God's word and love it, they would live. And it's far better. But if people won't receive the love of God, there's no hope. Even the dangers of hell won't frighten people. That's not a motivation like the love of God is. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But when you start loving God, everything changes. People who love him for who he is, they're more stable, their conversation is better. And more, there's more depth to the things that they say. They're more reasonable. And they're receptive to truth. And they're not negative in their thoughts. They're least likely to be negative. And they're more likely to learn and grow. Sometimes the people that walk in love, they're not the smartest. Sometimes there are people who understand. They just have knowledge. They can attain knowledge easy. Sometimes people have trouble learning, but they have a lot of love and they work hard and they end up finishing college or finishing a course where other people would give up. The love of God is so powerful. Eventually, if you stay in the love of God, eventually you will be a very wise and knowledgeable person that can't be deceived. And when you receive salvation, that's a knowledge so pure. When you receive salvation and the knowledge of God, that's a better education than you can ever get on earth. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.